Dr. Pinsky dictating a mental IME on Bruce Adams, ADAMS. Bruce Adams is a 62-year-old male and reports he injured his left hand at work on 6/14/21, but he was driving a double jack and the machine malfunctioned. Parentheses, did not stop in time, close parentheses, period. Therefore, it pinned his hand under a stairwell, damaging 2 fingers, period. He did go to an Inspire emergency room the same day. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including 2 surgical procedures. Pretty completed his course of active treatment around July 2022. Period, new paragraph, insert the summary. It's already been put together. Physical exam. General appearance, he expressed how he wanted to see more surgeons to see if there are any more options. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed callus formation on the palms bilaterally. Period. There was chafing on the knuckles on the right greater than left. Period. There was swelling of the MP joints bilaterally, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. There were several healed surgical scars. Period. On the left ring finger's dorsal aspect was a longitudinal scar, and there was one on the radial aspect as well. Period. On the long finger dorsally, there was a scar, and on the radial side, another linear scar. Period. He had difficulty moving certain fingers. Period. Left small finger MCP flexion was 85 degrees. And PIP flexion was 40 degrees. Period. Left ring finger MCP flexion was 75 degrees. And extension of the PIP joint. Scratch that. Flexion of the PIP joint at 35 degrees. Period. Left long finger PIP flexion was to 40 degrees. Period motion with the remaining finger joints as well as both wrists, hands, elbows, and shoulders was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period was unable to make a full fist on the left. Period can touch, scratch that. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Period had decreased fine motor skills on the left, but these were intact on the right. Period had mild tenderness, palpation about the left ring and long fingers at the MCP joints, but there was none on the right. Period. Hands or elbow, phalanx maneuver on the left, elicited tingling in the long and ring fingers, but was entirely negative on the right. Period. New paragraph from a side view. The MCP was flexed and the PIP was essentially stuck. Period. At the DIP, there was a similar projection. Period. Impressions on 6/14/21. Bruce Adams sustained an injury to his left hand at work, as noted above. Period. He was seen in the emergency room where a closed reduction at the bedside was attempted. Period. However, he was then admitted for more definitive treatment. Period. Dr. Sorkos performed surgery on 6/15/21 to be inserted here. Per the petitioner followed up post-operatively. Period. New paragraph. He eventually submitted to a second surgery with Dr. Sorkos on 12/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively along with occupational therapy. Period. His visit with Dr. Sorkos. Scratch that. His visit with Dr. Mariani on what appears to be 1/10/22 showed improved range of motion with 10 to 20 degrees of PIP joint flexion contracture. Period. In the paragraph, the torn exam found healed surgical scarring and decreased range of motion as cited. Period. Hand attack sensation. Period. There were skin changes on the hands suggestive of ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. Hand grasp by manual muscle testing and hand dynamometry were both reduced. Period. However, on the latter, it was a non-bell-shaped curve indicative of either limited volitional effort or mechanical difficulties on his part. Period. The paragraph this case represents 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. That is the end.